The Jewish Pharisees used the law of Moses to condemn Jesus. They did not seek compatibility with Jesus, but took each article of the law so seriously that after having charged him with not following the law and not being the Messiah, they finally nailed the innocent Jesus to the cross. What was their substance? Was it not that they didn't seek the way of compatibility with the truth? They only paid attention to each and every word of Scripture, while paying heed neither to God's intentions nor to the steps and methods of His Word. They were not people who sought the truth, but people who rigidly clung to words. They were not people who believed in God, but people who believed in the Bible. They were watchdogs of the Bible. In order to safeguard the interests of the Bible, to uphold the dignity of the Bible, of the Bible, they went so far as to nail the merciful Jesus to the cross. This they did merely for the sake of defending the Bible, and for the sake of maintaining the status of each and every word of the Bible in people's hearts, they preferred to forsake their future and the sin offering to condemn Jesus to death, who didn't conform to the stipulations of Scripture. Were they not all like keys to each and every word of Scripture? And what of people today? Ooh. They would rather expel from this world Christ who has come to release the truth, so that they may gain entry into heaven and receive grace. They would rather completely deny the coming of the truth in order to safeguard the interests of the Bible. And they would rather nail the Christ return to flesh to the cross again, in order to ensure the everlasting existence of the Bible. How can man receive the salvation of God when his heart is so malicious and his nature so antagonistic toward him?